whispered conversations in overcrowded hallways.
Η Μούσα του musical.
So much to say, not just today, but always.
Μια περιπλάνηση μίησης στην τέχνη του μουσικού θεάτρου. Κρυμμένος στις κουίντες, ο Γιάννης Φίλιας.
Oh, please, don't ever, ever make me say goodbye.
John Kander, Chicago, μέρος πρώτο.
Why don't we paint the town and all that jazz? I'm gonna lose my knees and pull my stockings down and all that jazz. Start the car, I know a whoopee spot where the gin is cold but the piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl and all of that jazz. Oh, stick your hair and wear your buckled shoes, and all that jazz. I hear that Father Dip is gonna blow the blues, and all that jazz. Hold on, hon, we're gonna bunny hug. I bought some aspirin down at United Drug. Shake apart and want a brand new start to do a diet, a jazz.
Oh, you're gonna see a sheep, a shimmy shake.
Oh, and all that jazz.
Oh, she's gonna shimmy till her garters break.
Oh, and all that jazz.
Yeah.
So that's final, huh, Fred?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, kiddo.
Oh, Fred.
Yeah.
Nobody walks out on me.
Βάλε μπρος στο αμάξι σου, ξέρω ένα μέρος φοβερό όπου το τζιν πίνεται κρύο και το πιάνο ακούγεται καυτό. And all that jazz. Μια δεκαετία μετά τη μεγάλη τους επιτυχία «Καμπαρέ», ο συνθέτης John Kander και ο στιχουργός Fred Ebb παρουσιάζουν στο Broadway το «Chicago» τους σε χορογραφία Bob Fosse. Η πρώτη αυτή χορογραφία του 1975 έμεινε κλασική, ενώ το όνομα και το ιδιαίτερο στυλ του Fosse σημάδεψε θεατρικά το έργο για τις επόμενες δεκαετίες. Κορυφαία στιγμή και ίσως το σημείο αναφοράς στο συγκεκριμένο musical, το Cell Block Tango, όπου έξι κρατούμενες των γυναικείων φυλακών εξηγούν η κάθε μία με το δικό της τρόπο το έγκλημά τους.
Six, squish, uh-uh,
Cicero, lip shit,
pop, six, squish,
uh-uh, Cicero, lip shit,
pop, six, squish,
uh-uh, Cicero, lip shit.
He had it coming, he had it coming, he only had himself to blame. If you'd have been there.
I'd mix him a drink, we'd have dinner. Then I found out, single my ass. Not only was he married, well, he had six wives. One of them Mormons, you know. So that night when he came home, I mixed him his drink as usual. You know, some guys just can't hold their arsenic.
He had it coming, pop, sick. He had a hot stick for licking.
Chicken for dinner, and in storms my husband Wilbur in a jealous rage. You've been screwing the milkman, he said, and he kept saying, you've been screwing the milkman. Then he ran into my knife. He ran into my knife 10 times.
If you'd have been there, if you'd have seen it, I bet you would have done the same.
Meet Kara Shakinit. Osmonje korrigeres la kom lep oktoberje met een megler chok tamu fait. De nemiga zijn arte klan vajuk. Nem tu do met monjan ku sam hodjen tetem. Probeer te worden de schek met mij eras niet en emerte tek meg.
But did you do it?
Uh-uh. Not guilty.
My sister Veronica and I did this double act, and my husband Charlie traveled around with us. For the last number in our act, we did these 20 acrobatic tricks in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Splits, spread eagles, flip-flops, backflips, one right after the other. Well, this one night we were in Cicero, the three of us, and we were in this hotel room boozing and having a few laughs, and we run out of ice. So I went out to get some. I come back, open the door. There's Veronica and Charlie. Doing number 17, the spread eagle. Well, I was in such a state of shock, I completely blacked out. I can't remember a thing. It wasn't until later, when I was washing the blood off my hands, I even knew they were dead. They had it coming.
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 They took a foul the law.
I didn't do it.
And they used fighting fights.
And they abused
alcohol.
Lipschitz. He was a real artistic guy, sensitive, a painter. But he was always trying to find himself. He'd go out every night looking for himself. And on the way, he found Ruth, Gladys, Rosemary, and Irving. I guess you can say we broke up because of artistic differences. He saw himself as alive, and I saw him dead.
The dirty bum, 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 bum. The dirty bum.
The spread
eagle. Artistic differences.
I bet you would have done the same.
For her first number, Miss Roxy Hart sings a song of love and devotion dedicated to her dear husband, Amos.
Sometimes I'm right, sometimes I'm wrong. But he doesn't care, he'll string along. He loves me so, that funny honey of mine. Sometimes I'm down, sometimes I'm up. But he follows round like some droopy-eyed pup. He loves me so, that funny honey of mine. He ain't no chic, that's no great physique. Lord knows he ain't got the smarts. But look at that soul, I tell you, that hole is a whole lot greater than the sum of his parts. And if you knew him like me, I know you'd agree. What if the world slandered my name? Why, he'd be right there taking the blame. He loves me so, and it all suits me fine. That funny, honey, honey, hubby of mine.
Man, I got a right to protect his home and his loved ones, right?
Of course he has.
Well, I came in from the garage office, see, and I see him coming through the window.
Uh-huh.
My wife, Roxy, there sleeping like an angel. An angel.
He loves me so, that funny honey of mine.
Name of deceased, Fred Casely.
Fred Casely? How can he be a burglar? My wife knows him. He sold us our furniture.
Lord knows he ain't got the smarts.
Oh, she lied to me. She told me he was a burglar.
You mean he was dead when you got home?
Yeah, she had him covered with a sheet already, and she's telling me that cock and bull story about some burglar, and I ought to say I did it, because I was sure to get off. Burglar, huh?
Now he shot off his trap. I can't stand that sap. Look at him go.
And I believe
ratting,
that. She's
ratting
a little tramp.
On me. With just one more prank.
So she was cheating on me, huh?
What a half would he be
for all I care.
If they string me
boy, I'm
up,
down at that garage
I'll
working
know,
my butt off 14 hours a day. And she's up there munching on goddamn bonbons and jazzing. Well, it's time she pushed
dummy,
me too far.
Crummy,
a little chiseler.
Dummy.
Boy.
Hubby.
What a sap I was.
Mine.
Ladies and gentlemen, the keeper of the keys, the countess of the clink, the mistress of Murderer's Row, Matron Mama Morton.
Ask any of the chickies in my pen. They'll tell you I'm the biggest mother hen. I love them all, and all of them love me. Because the system works, the system called reciprocity. Got a little motto, always sees me through. When you're good to mama, mama's good to you. There's a lot of favors I'm prepared to do. You do one for mama, she'll do one for you. They say that life is tit for tat, and that's the way I live. So I deserve a lot of tat for what I've got to give. Don't you know that this hand washes that one too? When you're good to mama, mama's good to you. If you want my gravy, pepper my ragu, spice it up for mama, she'll get hot for you. When they pass that basket, folks contribute too. You put in for mama, she'll put out for you. The folks atop the ladder are the ones the world adores. So boost me up my ladder, kid, and I'll boost you up yours. Let's all stroke together like the Princeton crew. When you're stroking mama, mama's stroking you. So what's the one conclusion I can bring this number to? When you're good to mama, mama's good to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the silver-tongued prince of the courtroom, the one, the only, Mr. Billy Flynn.
Is everybody here? Is everybody ready? Hit it!
I don't care about expensive things. Cashmere coats, diamond rings don't mean a thing. All I care about is love. That's what I'm here for. I don't care for wearing silk cravats, ruby studs, satin spats don't mean a thing. All I care about is love.
All he cares about is love.
Give me two eyes of blue, softly saying I need you. Let me see her standing there, and honest mister, I'm a millionaire. I don't care for any fine attire Vanderbilt might admire. No, no, not me. All I care about is love.
All he cares about is love.
It may sound odd, but all I care about is love.
That's what he's here for.
Ba 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 boo boo boo. Ba 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 boo boo boo. Honest to God, all I care about is love.
All he cares about is love.
Show me long there when I see her running free. Keep your money, that's enough for me.
In a few minutes, we're going to have a big press conference here. There's going to be a whole bunch of reporters and photographers. And that sob sister from the Evening Star is coming. I don't figure we'll have any trouble with her. She'll swallow hook, line, and sinker because it's what she wants. Her name's Mary Sunshine.
When I was a tiny tot of maybe two or three, I can still remember what my mother said to me. Place rose-colored glasses on your nose, and you'll see the robins, not the crows. For in the tense and tangled web our weary lives can weave, you're so much better.
Mr. Billy Flynn sings the press conference rag. Notice how his mouth never moves. Almost.
Where'd you come from?
Mississippi.
And your parents?
Very wealthy.
Where are they now?
6 feet under.
But she was granted one more start.
The convent of the Sacred Heart.
When you get here?
1920.
How old were you?
Don't remember.
Then what happened?
I met Amos, and he stole my heart away, convinced me to elope one day.
A homegirl, a runaway marriage. Oh, it's too terrible, you poor, poor dear.
Who's Fred Casely?
My ex-boyfriend.
Why'd you shoot him?
I was leaving.
Was he angry?
like a madman. Still, I said, Fred, move along.
She knew that she was doing wrong.
Then describe it.
He came toward me
with a pistol
from my bureau.
Did you fight him
like a tiger?
He had strength and she had none.
And yet we both reached for the gun. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, we both, oh yes, we both, oh yes, we both reached for the gun, the gun, the gun, the gun. Oh yes, we both reached for the gun, for the gun.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, they both, oh yes, they both, oh yes, they both reached for the gun, the gun, the gun, the gun. Oh yes, they both reached for the gun, for the gun.
Understandable, understandable. Yes, it's perfectly understandable. Comprehensible, comprehensible. Not a bit reprehensible. It's so defensible.
How you feeling?
Very frightened.
Are you sorry?
Are you kidding?
What's your statement?
All I'd say is, though my choo-choo jumped the track, I'd give my life to bring him back.
And
stay away from
what?
Jazz and liquor.
And
the men who
what?
Play for fun.
And what?
That's the thought that
yeah.
came upon me
when
we both reached for the gun.
Understandable, understandable.
Yes, it's perfectly understandable.
Date this well-to-do ugly bootlegger. He used to like to take me out and show me off. Ugly guys like to do that. Once it said in the paper, Gangland's Al Capelli seen with cute red-headed Corrine. That was me. I clipped it out and saved it. Look, I'm gonna tell you the truth. Not that the truth really matters. But I'm gonna tell you anyway. The thing is, see, I'm older than I ever intended to be. And all my life, I wanted to be a dancer in vaudeville. Ooh, yeah. Have my own act. But no, no, no. They always turned me down. It was one big world full of no. Life. Then Amos came along. Sweet, safe. Amos, who never says no. You know, some guys are like mirrors. And when I catch myself in Amos's face, I'm always a kid. You could love a guy like that. Look, now I gotta tell you, and I hope this ain't too crude. In the bed department, Amos was zero. I mean, when we went to bed, he made love to me like he was fixing a carburetor or something.
I love ya, honey, I love ya.
Anyway, to make a long story short, I started fooling around. Then I started screwing around, which is fooling around without dinner. I gave up the vaudeville idea because, well, after all those years,
You sort of figure opportunities just passed you by. Ooh, but it ain't. Oh, no, 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 but it ain't. If this Flynn guy gets me off, and with all this publicity, now I got me a world full of yes. The name on everybody's lips is gonna be Roxy. The lady raking in the chips is gonna be Roxy. I'm gonna be a celebrity. That means somebody everyone knows. They're gonna recognize my eyes, my hair, my teeth, my boobs, my nose. From just some dumb mechanic's wife, I'm gonna be Roxy. Who says that murder's not an art? And who, in case she doesn't hang, can say she started with a bang? Roxy Hart. I gotta get me some boys. I'm gonna get me a whole bunch of boys.
They're gonna wait outside in line to get to see Roxy.
Think of those autographs I'll sign. Good luck to ya, Roxy. And I'll appear in a lavalier that goes all the way down to my waist.
Here a ring, there a ring, everywhere a ring-a-ling.
But always in the best of taste. I'm a star, and they love me, and I love them. And they love me for loving them, and I love them for loving me. And we love each other. That's because none of us got enough love in our childhood. And that showbiz kid,
giving up her humdrum life.
I'm gonna be Roxy.
She made a scandal and a star.
And Sophie Tucker, oh shit, I know. To see her name yet billed below.
Foxy, Roxy Hart.
Those are my boys. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Velma Kelly in an act of desperation.
My sister and I had an act that couldn't flop. My sister and I were headed straight for the top. My sister and I earned a thou a week, at least. Oh, yeah. But my sister is now, unfortunately, deceased. Oh, I know it's sad, of course, but a fact is still a fact. And now all that remains is the remains of a perfect double act. Watch this. First I'd boom-da-bash, 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 that's the drum. Then she'd wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah, saxophone. Then we'd together. But I can't do it alone. Then she'd, and then I'd, then we'd. But I can't do it alone. She'd say, what's your sister like? I'd say, men. Yuck, yuck, yuck. She'd say, you're the cat's meow. Then we'd wow the crowd again when she'd go. We'd go.
bed. Johnny's did it around to cheer the best attraction in town. They nearly tore the balcony down. And we say,
okay, fellas. Okay, fellas, we're going home. But here are a few more parting shots. And this we did in perfect unison.
Βασισμένο στη reporter Maureen Dallas Watkins και το ομώνυμο θεατρικό της έργο του 1926, το οποίο με τη σειρά του βασίστηκε σε μια αληθινή δίκη 2 χρόνια πιο πριν, το Σικάγο ασχολείται με ένα θέμα πολύ αγαπητό στο κοινό του Μεσοπολέμου, τις γυναίκες δολοφόνους. Η Μπέουλα Ανάν και η Μπίλβα Γκέρτνερ υπήρξαν αληθινά πρόσωπα και πρωταγωνίστριες της περίφημης δίκης του 1924, κατηγορούμενες ότι σκότωσαν η μία τον εραστή της, η άλλη το σύζυγό της. Στο musical τα ονόματά τους έγιναν Roxy Hart και Velma Kelly.
Velma Kelly, sing a song of unrelenting determination and unmitigated ego.
One thing I know, and I've always known,
I've always known,
I am my own,
I am my own best friend.
Baby's a lie,
baby's a lie,
the baby's alone,
but baby's alone,
and baby's alone,
baby's her own best friend.
And trust into luck.
And trust into luck.
And that's only for fools.
That's only for fools.
I play in a game.
I play in a game
where I make the rules.
Where I make the rules.
And rule number one from here to the end. Sticking together, and ain't we got fun? So much together, you'd count us as one. Tell old man Worry to go climb a tree, 'cause
I've got my baby, I'm with my baby. Look at my baby and me.
If someone stood up in a crowd and raised his voice up way out loud and waved his arm and shook his leg, you'd notice him. If someone in a movie show yelled far in the second row, this whole place is a powder keg, you'd notice him. And even without clucking like a hen, everyone gets noticed now and then. Unless, of course, that personage should be invisible, inconsequential, me. Cellophane, Mr. Cellophane, should've been my name, Mr. Cellophane, 'cause you can look right through me, walk right by me, I never know I'm there. I tell you, cellophane, Mr. Cellophane, should have been my name, Mr. Cellophane, 'cause you can look right through me, walk right by me, I never know I'm there. Suppose you was a little cat residing in a person's flat who fed you fish and scratched your ears. You'd notice him. Suppose you was a woman wed and sleeping in a double bed beside one man for 7 years. You'd notice him. A human being's made of more than air. With all that bulk, you're bound to see him there. Unless that human being next to you is unimpressive, undistinguished, you know who. Been my name, Mr. Cellophane, 'cause you can look right through me, walk right by me, and never know. Too much of your time.
Billy, I've been thinking a lot about my trial. Could I show you what I thought I might do on the witness stand?
Oh, sure, sure. Go ahead.
Good. Hit it! Well, when I got on the stand, I thought I'd take a peek at the jury and then cross my legs like this, you know?
When Velma takes the stand!
Then, when Harrison cross-examines me, I thought I'd give him this. Then if he yells at me, I thought I'd tremble like this.
When Velma takes the stand, look at little Belle. See her, give him hell. Ain't she doing grand? She got him eaten out of the palm of her hand.
Then I thought I'd let it all be too much for me. You know, like real dramatic. Then I thought I'd get real thirsty and say, oh, please, someone, could I have a glass of water?
When Velma takes the stand, see that Kelly girl make that jury whirl. When she turns it on, she gonna get 'em going till she got 'em gone.
I cry. Buckets. Only I don't have a handkerchief. That's when I have to ask you for yours. I really like that, don't you? Oh, good. Then I thought I'd try to get up and walk. Only I'm too weak. So I slump, and I slump, and I slump, and I slump, and finally I faint.
When she rolls her eyes, watch her take the prize. When Velma takes the stand.
It's all show business, kid. These trials, the whole world, show business. But kid, you're working with a star, the biggest.
Give 'em the old razzle-dazzle, razzle-dazzle 'em. Give 'em an act with lots of flash in it, and the reaction will be passionate. Give 'em the old hocus-pocus, bead and feather 'em. How can they see with sequins in their eyes? What if your hinges all are rusting? What if, in fact, you're just disgusting? Razzle dazzle 'em, and they'll never catch wise.
Give 'em the old razzle dazzle, razzle dazzle 'em. Back since the days of old Methuselah, everyone loves the big bamboozler. Give 'em the old three ring circus, stun and stagger 'em. When you're in trouble, go into your dance. Though you are stiffer than a girder, they let you get away with murder. Razzle dazzle 'em, and you've got a romance. Give 'em the old
razzle dazzle, razzle dazzle 'em. Give 'em an act that's unassailable. They'll wait a year till you're available.
Dazzle 'em,
razzle dazzle 'em,
razzle dazzle 'em, and they'll make you a star.
Ah, Velma, things ain't the way they used to be.
They sure ain't, Mama. They sure ain't. Whatever happened to fair dealing and pure ethics and nice manners? Why is it everyone now is a pain in the ass? Whatever happened to class?
Class. Whatever happened to please, may I, and yes, thank you, and how charming? Now every son of a bitch is a snake in the grass. Whatever happened to class? Class.
Oh, there ain't no gentlemen to open up the doors. There ain't no ladies now, there's only pigs and whores. And even kids will knock you down so they can pass. Nobody's got no class.
Whatever happened to old values
and fine one even says oops when they're passing their gas. Whatever happened to class? Oh, there ain't no gentleman who's fit for any use, and any girl will touch your privates for a deuce. And even kids will kick your shins and give you sass. Nobody's got no class. All you read about today is rape and theft. Jesus Christ, ain't there no decency left? Nobody's crap.
Holy crap.
What a shame.
What a shame.
What became of class?
It's good, isn't it grand? Isn't it great? Isn't it swell? Isn't it fun? Isn't it nowadays? There's men everywhere, jazz everywhere, booze everywhere, life everywhere, joy everywhere nowadays. You can like the life you're living. You can live the life you like. You can even marry Harry, but mess around with Ike, and that's good. Isn't it grand? Isn't it great? Isn't it swell? Isn't it fun?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vickers Theater, Chicago's finest home of family entertainment, is proud to announce the first time anywhere there's been an act of this nature. Not only one little lady, but two. You've read about them in the papers, and now here they are, a double header. Chicago's own Killer Dillers, those two scintillating sinners, Roxy Hart and Velma Kelly.
You can like the life you're living. You can live the life you like. You can even marry Harry, but mess around with Ike. And that's good. Isn't it grand? Isn't it great?
Σας τη χρωστούσα την ηχογράφηση του original Broadway cast του Chicago με τις Gwen Verdon και Chita Rivera που απολαύσαμε απόψε. Σας τη χρωστούσα από τότε που απολαύσαμε το soundtrack της ταινίας. Και επειδή όπως και στη φυλακή τα χρέη πρέπει να πληρώνονται, ραντεβού την επόμενη εβδομάδα για το υπέροχο New Broadway cast του 1996. Μέχρι τότε Φίλες και φίλοι του Τρίτου, από το Λευτέρη Λιάκο που φρόντισε τον ήχο και τον Γιάννη Φίλια που κράτησε το μικρόφωνο, υπόκληση.
Start the car, I know it won't be fun. Where the gin is cool, but the piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly scrawl and all.